you've got walls on both sides, so it's kind of a pinball effect. Once it starts, really plugs up the racetrack.
Nowhere to hide. You have nowhere to go. You're trapped. It's almost like going through the S's at Watkins Glen. You have walls on both sides. Now, granted, you got more room to work here, but if somebody gets crossed up, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. You're along for the whole ride.
Yeah, you definitely are. It's going to be interesting to see how many of these guys have gotten to the garage. You know, with the altered damaged vehicle policy, these guys can work on their cars and see if they can come back out. It might be good for, you know, Chase Briscoe right now sitting back there at 35th. There might be four or five spots that they can fix that car to get themselves back out, make some laps.
That's going to be part of the key is the next car of Carson Hocevar that's being drugged beside us here on the front straightaway. There's not a whole lot that can be repaired on that race car. It is pretty well used up the front. As a matter of fact, the right front wheel is pointing straight down to the right rear. It's sitting a bit cattywampus as well. So that race car, pretty well used up, but they're going to give it the once-over once they get it back to the garage area.
We continue under caution with 79 laps to go in Stage 2.
Motorsports isn't complicated. It's made up of races where you go as fast as you can, as best as you can, and as sideways as you can. Our team, Toyota Gazoo Racing. Toyota makes some seriously fast cars, and they all have great drivers, ones that win, like win a lot. Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, they're all part of a big, happy family of speed demons. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Christopher Bell continues to lead William Byron, Austin Cindric, Daniel Suarez, Tyler Reddick, the top five at lap 107. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back at Phoenix, we continue under the caution flag. Some of the drivers that were involved in the most recent accident starting to emerge from the care center. We'll get an update there from Chris Wilner in a moment. 76 laps to go here in stage number two. We're only 109 laps in to the 312 that will make up today's proceedings. We've had five caution flags, Alex, but four of them have been for contact or some sort of spin on the racetrack. The only caution not from that would be the end of stage one back at lap 60.
Yeah, and it's been an interesting way this race has gone. It's quite a few cautions that we're not quite used to seeing when we do race here at Phoenix Raceway.
Let's go to the care center. Chris Wilner.
Riley Herbst is the first to be released from the care center. Riley, you're part of the parking lot down there off of turn number two. What did you see?
I don't really know. It happened really fast. Just chaos kind of off turn two. It gets so wide and then obviously has to funnel back down for the straightaway. And just try to go low to avoid it and got collected in it. So frustrating for sure, but go back home next weekend and try to have a good run.
All right, that's Riley Herbst, guys. It released from the care center.
Yeah, it's a tough break for Riley Herbst, a rookie here in the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series this year. And sometimes you take your lumps, and Todd, sometimes you're just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's part of why racing is. It's not always up to you. You can be in the wrong place, wrong time. Tough when it gets narrowed up, and especially when you're back in the pack. You're a victim of what's happening ahead of you.
Riley has started the season with 3 17th place finishes, and unfortunately, he's going to finish last here today in the 37th spot, and even being dug a deeper hole than what he wanted to be and what he intended to be. It looked like we were in the middle of getting the one to go signal. The field has been doubled up off turn two. However, the caution lights have come back on and the caution flag has come unfurled, and we're going to go at least one more lap under the caution to get the one to go.
You're right. Some of them, it was kind of weird. Some of the drivers started doubling up and choosing what lane to restart in, but I never saw the Whelan Engineering lights go out on the pace car or around the racetrack. So the Elgin sweeper and a couple of AMR safety trucks are still working over there on the back straightaway. Going to be another lap or so.
So coming into the race, we all ask ourselves the question, well, who's going to be the driver to beat? Who are the drivers to beat today? And there was that one name at the top of the list, Christopher Bell. Took him a while to get there, but right now C. Bell is in the lead, and this is the position where C. Bell can do some damage. He won this race last spring. Now he's leading the race and will lead the field to the green flag. And here we go. Buckle up, because this is where C. Bell shines.
I agree. But to the driver running second, right beside him is William Byron. William Byron won the season opener in Daytona in the Daytona 500. Christopher Bell's won the next two races. By the way, last week at Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, Christopher Bell and William Byron finished first and second. So the two drivers that have won the races this year finished first and second last week. They're running first and second again right now here at lap 111.
And shout out to Daniel Suarez and Trackhouse Racing. They've been able to get their way up into the top 10. They're running third right now. Austin Cindric, after using the option tire to make up a lot of track position, he's in the top five along with Tyler Reddick, the driver that right now is fifth on the leader board. Pace car is on pit road. We'll go back to green at lap 112. That'll give us 73 laps to go here in stage two. Christopher Bell, William Byron inching towards the restart zone.
And the green flag goes back in the air. Christopher Bell gets a great launch from the inside lane. He's going to be all by himself by the time they get to the dogleg headed to one.
That means William Byron and Daniel Suarez, they'll go at it for the second spot. They're side by side into turn one. Austin Cindric right behind them. That's for the third spot. Tyler Reddick trying to make a hole where one doesn't exist off turn two.
They're stacking up two and three wide behind him as they exit the corner. Bell, however, the leader, William Byron, goes to second.
Stacking up of traffic is from fourth on back. Tyler Reddick's there, so is Austin Cindric. Here comes Kyle Larson whipping around the outside. Look to go three wide with those two, but instead goes three wide with Hamlin and Jones.
It was a three-car fight for that fourth spot. Now it's a two-car fight between Austin Cindric and Tyler Reddick. Absolutely dead even all the way around turns one and two.
Behind Reddick and Cindric, they're still three wide. Now make it four wide momentarily as they exit turn number two. It's Hamlin, Priest, and others battling for these spots.
And Ross Chastain is back there after a pit road speeding penalty. Kyle Busch is in that mix. Just behind them is Joey Logano, Dan. Logano's on the softer option tire right now.
Logano trying to bust out of the box. He's going to have to deal with Ty Gibbs first. If Ty Gibbs is right at Logano's right elbow, Logano goes way low down to the apron. He's going to have to deal with his teammate Ryan Blaney.
A little bit further up, the battle for the lead is on. William Byron all over the back bumper. Christopher Bell.
Here's William Byron. He'll look to the outside. Follow-up note on Tyler Reddick. Lost the nose coming out of two. Car chased up the racetrack. That gives Cindric position number four. Here's Reddick and Larson wheel-to-wheel for fifth.
Still side-by-side for that fifth spot. Larson down low. It is Reddick up high. Meanwhile, for that battle for the lead, William Byron almost found the wall to the outside of turn two. Loses plenty of ground to our leader.
Byron will lose three car lengths to the leader, Christopher Bell. Suarez to third, Cindric to fourth, Reddick and Larson battle for fifth.
Larson on the bottom side. Reddick goes right in the middle of the racetrack. They stay wheel to wheel. Three wide behind them. Now make it four wide. Joey Logano will cut the dog leg and go not one, not two, but three drivers.
So he gets a three freeze. He got in front of Hamlin, got in front of Chastain, also got in front of one other machine, but now Logano will duel with Kyle Busch for position.
Logano again on those option tires, moves around Kyle Busch. Now he'll set his sights on the machine in front of him. That's Ryan Preece.
And Ryan Preece is right behind this ongoing battle for fifth. Make that sixth now between Kyle Larson, Tyler Reddick. Logano will bypass Preece, and he's trying to get all three of them headed to one.
Meanwhile, Tyler Reddick is just trying to keep Kyle Larson off his rear bumper, not having much luck doing it. Here comes Joey Logano. Down to the bottom of turns one and two. Draws him alongside Tyler Reddick.
Logano gets alongside the left rear corner panel of Tyler Reddick. Now he'll tuck back in line and follow Reddick back to three.
He goes right back to the corner. Up front, it's Christopher Bell. Let's go back to the infield care center now and hear from Justin Haley with Chris Wilner.
Justin Haley is checked and released. Justin, there's a lot of contact. We had Ty Gibbs, Chase Briscoe. What did you see out the windshield?
I mean, not much, really. I knew the 54 was coming across my nose, so I just tried to lift. Honestly, it looked like a racing deal. I'm not sure if anyone did anything wrong. It's just four wide, and we all kind of ran out of room there on exit. So, Hayden tore up two Spire Motorsport Chevys, but, a lot to take from today, and we'll move on.
It's a rough stretch there for Spire Motorsports. Not one, but two cars involved, and a good day gone bad for Justin Haley.
Justin Haley, one of five drivers out of the event, joining Brad Keselowski, Chase Briscoe, Carson Hocevar, and Riley Herbst in the NASCAR Cup Series garage.
With 65 laps to go in stage number two, the top 10 as we sit right now, Christopher Bell has a solid seven-car length lead over William Byron. Daniel Suarez is third. Then you've got Austin Cindric fourth and Joey Logano fifth. Tyler Reddick is sixth and Kyle Larson seventh. Ryan Preece eighth, Kyle Busch ninth, and Denny Hamlin is 10th.
Ross Chastain is 11th, Ryan Blaney is 12th, Zane Smith is 13th, Chase Elliott's 14th, and Josh Berry is 15th. Alex Bowman is 16th, Ty Gibbs is 17th, 18th is Chris Buescher, 19th is Bubba Wallace, and Cody Ware is 20th.
Austin Dillon is 21st, Eric Jones back in 22nd, and Todd Gilliland 23rd, John Hunter Nemechek 24th, A.J. Allmendinger 25th, Ty Dillon is 26th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is 27th. Running 28th, the first car one lap down is Catherine Legg. 29th is Michael McDowell. And 30th is Noah Gregson.
Shane Van Gisbergen is 31st. 32nd is Cole Custer. 33rd, Brad Keselowski. Justin Haley, 34th. Chase Briscoe, 35th. Carson Hocevar is 36th. And Riley Herbst is in 37th.
And that look at the leaderboard and how they're running here on lap number 121 is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Tax season is free phone season with Straight Talk. Get real, unlimited data on reliable 5G network. Straight Talk, available at Walmart or at straighttalk.com.
Dropping further back in the field, pick up a good side-by-side battle between Ross Chastain and Ryan Blaney. That battle exits turn two.
Blaney will complete the pass as they exit turn number two and now move in front of Ross Chastain. Blaney's now got Hamlin five car lengths in front of him.
He does. He's got to do all he can to try to run him down, but keep in mind, Ryan Blaney's yet to put on those softer option tires. He is one of a handful of teams, Todd Gordon, that have elected to hang on to both sets that they were allotted today.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of teams that yet have both sets to work with. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I would think that that's going to be stage three as they look forward. They can make it to the end of the stage on this set of tires here, so I would think you'd be back-to-back and finishing out past stage three on the reds for those teams.
Checking in with Joey Logano. He's the most recent driver to put the option tires on. He's made his way to the third position. He is the fastest car on the racetrack, and right now he's trying to take second on the backstretch.
Logano looking low on William Byron for the runner-up spot at a turn number two. Halfway down the back straightaway, they're side by side.
Not anymore. Joey Logano will slide by to the inside of Byron, give Logano the second spot. He does have some work to do, however, Dan, to run down the race leader.
I would say it's some 15 to 20 car lengths. Joey Logano behind our leader, Christopher Bell. But Logano has just been picking him up and putting him down with those softer tires. You can really see the difference as he exits off turn two.
Now that Logano has gotten around William Byron, he's got a little bit of clean air to the nose of his green Ford Mustang, trailing the leader Bell by 10 car lengths.
Here they come off the end of the back straightaway. Joey Logano, after clearing William Byron a lap ago, he's pulled away by five car lengths, now finds himself about a second behind the race leader.
Watching Joey Logano takes a late entry into turn one and hugs it down low. Meanwhile, Christopher Bell in the lead. He's looking in the mirror, and he's starting to see that green car of Joey Logano get larger and larger.
Logano getting closer and closer to the back bumper of Christopher Bell. This time to turn three, it's seven car lengths between the top two.
As Joey Logano continues to run down Christopher Bell, Mike Bagley, it's been a heck of a day for Joey Logano. Has had a little bit of everything, including leading laps, until he had a penalty.
Joey led five laps in the early going, started on the outside of the front row, and Well, things were going great until the restart when he clipped the start-finish line diving onto the apron. NASCAR deemed that a restart violation. Black flagged him. Joey had to come down pit lane for a pit road penalty. That put him way back in the pack, Steve Post, and that's when the Paul Wolf dramatics began as far as pit strategy and what he needed to do to get his driver back to the front.
Yeah, initially they stayed on the original tire, the primary tire, but then when we came down for that last caution, Paul opted to go for the option tire, and that car is rolling forward right now. He's the fastest car on the racetrack, and he's worked his way into the third spot and is close in on your lead duo. So it is working really, really well. Now they're telling Joey, we've got to make this tire last. We talked to crew chiefs and they said 60 laps, maybe 70 laps. They're going to ask Joey to go 75 laps on wear on this tire. So we'll see what happens. But Joey Logano, as a matter of fact, looking up, he's challenging for the lead.
He is, and he's going to slide by and take the race lead away from Christopher Bell. You know, Todd Gordon, your crew chief, you tell your driver, hey, I need you to make these tires last. Your driver's smart. He knows that. But how do you prevent a horse from running when you've got something that wants to run?
Well, they've got to understand it. And that's just part of being an elite driver at this level, is not knowing what abuses a tire and what doesn't. Now that he's gotten the lead, not slipping the right rear on exit, not trying to do that. Take care of it. Just drive. At this point, you've got to drive kind of more conservative laps. You've got control of the race. Make your tires last out till we get to the end of the stage.
He has gotten the lead back now at lap 129. He's about to lead his eighth lap of the afternoon. And Dan Hubbard starting to close in on some lap traffic.
Lap traffic is up ahead. First would be Catherine Legg. Then up ahead would be Noah Gregson and Michael McDowell. Here comes Joey Logano. Hasn't caught that traffic yet, but it's only a matter of time before he does.
Logano now starting to bear down on Catherine Legg. That'll be the first of those three slower cars he'll encounter. He'll duck to the inside of Legg and go by her in turn three.
Makes that look easy. Michael McDowell multiple laps down after a crash earlier. He's going to go a fifth lap down this time by to Joey Logano.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And in the whole pack steaming for the finish line, Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
Continuing under the green flag here, 25 consecutive laps under green in this particular run. Joey Logano still up front now by 1.1 seconds over second place Christopher Bell with 50 laps to go next time by in stage number two. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
here at Phoenix Raceway, and a perfect day for NASCAR Cup Series racing. And at the moment, things are all going the way of Joey Logano. However, there's still plenty of racing still to go as we're closing in on the halfway point of today's race. Logano is the leader by 1.6 seconds over Christopher Bell. So this gives us a golden opportunity to revisit some of the keys to winning today's race, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Todd?
Yeah, as you look at this race, we talked about pit road. We've only seen one speeding penalty that was of major impact here at Ross Chastain, and they came back and kind of adapted to that. But we've got to think about how we're using these tires, and we see Joey Logano leading this stage in formidable fashion, but they've used one of their option set of tires, the red tires. That's going to put them in a deficit when everybody else stacks up on reds there at the end. So we got to see how the tire strategy plays out here.
Tire strategy, a part of what we're talking about today. We're also talking about a battle for fourth on the back straightaway.
Here they come. It's actually a three-car battle. That's where you've got Daniel Suarez, Austin Cindric, and Tyler Reddick.
Cindric drifts up the racetrack just a bit, leaves the bottom wide open for Reddick, who cannot get a nose alongside. Those three cars stay knotted together as they race back to one.
Single file formation through the dogleg, and now into turn one. It is Suarez in control of that fourth spot. Here comes Austin Cindric, looking to make a move to his inside. He rides in fifth. Tyler Reddick watching from behind.
Cindric trying to get a run on the inside of the racetrack and get around Daniel Suarez. Can't do so. And now tuck in line and follow Suarez back to the corner.
Back to what Todd was talking about the timing of taking the option tires. Want to focus in on Alex Bowman. Started this race earlier today in the 32nd position. He was one of the teams that used the option tires earlier on, Alex, and he's gotten himself some good track position up to 15th.
He has, and he's beginning to get in position for the closing of this race. And that's just part of what you do from green flag to the halfway point. You almost break this race down in segments, knowing your pitch strategy and what you plan on doing. They're putting themselves in position. They have to do their job on the pit lane. Then they have to have their driver do their job out on the racetrack and hope you can have a little Lady Luck smile on you too for some fortuitous caution flags.
You know, you use the option tires and everybody thinks you slap them on and you just turn on the afterburners and scoot. However, there is a level of management involved in using these tires. Is that right, Steve Post?
Absolutely, Mike. Listening to the conversation between Paul Wolf, crew chief, Coleman Presley, the spotter, and Joey Logano. Coleman radioed and said, do you want us to just take off and leave everybody? Paul said, we don't know what these tires are going to do over the last 20 laps of these runs, so Joey, save the tires. I talked to Paul earlier today. His longest run was 40. He felt comfortable to 60, but they're asking him to go 75, so don't make the tires mad is what the message is to Joey Logano.
And as I look at this, and when you looked at it, they ran them in practice, and that's where they were building this wear data off of. But we've had, you know, 38 cars on the racetrack rubbering this racetrack, and typically this racetrack tire wear goes down as you run longer. We use the analogy in the Xfinity race, the racetrack's kind of like sandpaper, and as you lay rubber into it, it's like the wood chips kind of loading up the sandpaper, and then it doesn't cut as much. Well, the racetrack doesn't wear the tires as much after it gets rubbered in. I think that these teams are going to be able to go 70, 80 laps on this set of tires.
When we do the Goodyear tire test for tomorrow, will that be a conducive environment for that test to give more of an accurate reading of what to expect, perhaps?
It's actually why Goodyear and NASCAR tries to do tire tests the day after event so that they get a racetrack that is in race conditions and rubbered up already. Yes.
40 laps to go here in the stage as Joey Logano is trying to save tires, but he's still the fastest car on the racetrack, and he is so by a tenth and a half of a second. So that's significant for Joey Logano. It is impressive to be able to save your tires, save your equipment, but still be the fastest car on the track.
Right now, he is 2.6 seconds ahead of Christopher Bell, and both of these drivers are running by themselves on the racetrack, but we continue to go back to the battle for fourth and fifth. Daniel Suarez in fourth has separated himself albeit by a couple of car lengths over what is a great battle for position number five.
That's where Austin Cindric has it, and Tyler Reddick wants it. Eagerly looking on, seeing what's going to happen, is now Ryan Blaney. Blaney, just in striking distance, if either one of these drivers make a mistake.
And Tyler Reddick has been experimenting with different lines, trying to get around Austin Cindric for that spot. This time, Reddick goes way down low. He's bringing Ryan Blaney with him.
And right behind Tyler Reddick, as Dan mentioned, is Ryan Blaney. So these four cars of Suarez, Cindric, Reddick, and Blaney, single file.
And they're about to be joined by Kyle Larson. Denny Hamlin is in range as well. That's a solid battle inside of the top 10, while at the same time, Alex, Joey Logano has caught the tail end of the field, and now he's going to have to start tiptoeing through some of the slower traffic.
He is, and that may force him to abuse those tires a little more than what he wants to. He gets by Catherine Legg with no problem. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is next on the hit list as these two green cars go to turn one.
Now, the good news for Joey Logano is he's got the luxury of a huge lead over the second-place man of Christopher Bell, so he can pick and choose his spots. This time he goes down to the inside of turns one and two to pass Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
That lead for Joey Logano, not only does he have two cars between him and the second place driver, it's about 20 car lengths.
Watching Joey go through lap traffic is something pretty special to watch. He doesn't put the car in a bond. He doesn't get it wadded up. He doesn't pinch the car off. Right now, he just eases inside and out of that lap traffic, Dan.
He got past Cody Ware. He got past Noah Gregson. Now it's going to be a while before he encounters another machine, and that would be the car of Ty Dillon.
Logano about two car lengths behind the slower machine of Ty Dillon. Both Dillon and Logano exit the back straightaway and head for the corner.
Down to 34 laps to go in stage number two. Joey Logano's lead over Christopher Bell is up to 2.3 seconds.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because, again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grell.
Hi, I'm Donnie Shaw.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post. Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation. All sprint cars, all the time.
Tack on an extra 0.2 seconds to the advantage for Joey Logano in the last couple of laps. Over second place Christopher Bell. William Byron is third. Daniel Suarez fourth. However, that is completely up for grabs right now. They nearly make contact. Three cars racing off to turn one.
And they come into turn one. Suarez still has that fourth spot, but it's Ryan Blaney and Austin Cindric. They are going at it for position number five. Oh, and Austin Cindric almost collects Suarez off the corner.
Suarez has got the fourth spot, and he's watching a heck of a race in his rearview mirror between Ryan Blaney, Austin Cindric, and Tyler Reddick.
Ryan Blaney gets around Cindric. The outside door left open behind them. Hamlin took a shot at Larson. Hamlin's car darting up the racetrack while we continue to watch the Cindric-Reddick battle inside of the top 10.
Cindric has the good look at the inside of Tyler Reddick. Reddick drifts up the 9-degree banking through turns 1 and 2. Opens the door wide for Austin Cindric.
Trouble on the back straightaway. Looks like Michael McDowell's right rear tire has gone down again. He is smoking in turn 3. He now cuts the car back down to the bottom, trying to limp his way through turn 4.
As he makes his way past the start finish line, he's well off the racing surface down on the apron. We stay under the green flag from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Back here at Phoenix Raceway, still under the green flag. We're in the midst of our longest green flag run of the entire race. We're at 49 laps now and counting under this green flag run, Mike.
Watching the battle for sixth. Daniel Suarez trying to hang on and hold off Austin Cindric. Business is picking up behind them. Kyle Larson had some breathing room a couple of laps ago. Now Denny Hamlin's trying to take his spot away.
All that traffic exits off turn number two. Daniel Suarez continues to backslide. He now has Austin Cindric pull up right alongside of him in turn three.
Cindric in the middle of the racetrack lets her drift wide as Daniel Suarez tries to hug the bottom of the speedway. Denny Hamlin will get by Kyle Larson behind them. Hamlin now watches these two in front of him go side by side.
Daniel Suarez desperately trying to hang on to that sixth spot. May not have much luck in doing so. He's fighting Austin Cindric to show some pretty good pace off the center of the corner.
Daniel Suarez slides his way off the corner, coughs up the position to Austin Cindric. Now here comes Denny Hamlin on the prowl, closing in on Suarez.
We are describing the battles for 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th as it comes across the start-finish line. 24 laps to go in stage number 2.
Here comes Austin Cindric. He's got that sixth spot. Daniel Suarez falls back in the seventh position and may fall into the clutches of a very aggressive Denny Hamlin through turns one and two. Hamlin inside the yellow line of the apron.
Denny Hamlin rides eighth, Dan Hubbard, as they exit turn number two. Kyle Larson is ninth. Larson, though, about three car lengths behind Hamlin.
Meanwhile, the race leader, Joey Logano, held up in heavy traffic. He's got the second place, Christopher Bell, really beginning to chop down the gap. Here's Logano on the back stretch in traffic.
Logano working his way down the back straightaway. He's got the machines of Todd Gilliland and John Hunter Nemechek dead ahead.
Now he's going to split them with Nemechek on the bottom. Here's Gilliland topside. Joey right up the gut. He's not running for his life yet, Dan Hubbard, but he doesn't have time to waste.
Still was a gutsy move on the part of Joey Logano maintaining the lead. He puts those two cars a lap down. Up ahead would be Eric Jones and Ty Gibbs.
Watching the leader, Joey Logano continue to slice his way through traffic in this run. He's got three car lengths to make up out of the Eric Jones car.
Jones, however, has some work to do. He wants to try to get by Ty Gibbs' machine as Eric Jones is still the last car on the lead lap with now 22 laps to go here in the stage.
Christopher Bell trying to keep Joey Logano in his sights. He has to deal with A.J. Allmendinger. They go into turns one and two side by side. Bell now clears Allmendinger. He'll try to catch up to Ty Gilliland off of turn two.
And because this lap traffic that Joey Logano has encountered, it has allowed Christopher Bell to close ever so slightly.
Christopher Bell was 1.2 seconds in arrears one lap ago. Let's see what the separation is across the start-finish line. Joey's there. Now Christopher Bell crosses the line. It is down to one full second with lap traffic separating the top two.
And the good news for Bell fans is Joey Logano has yet to get around Eric Jones and Ty Gibbs. They're in a battle amongst Beck. They make contact off of turn two.
Gibbs and Eric Jones now side by side, blocking both lanes for the leader, Joey Logano. Back to three.
And John Hunter Nemechek now trying to get a lap back from race leader Joey Logano. With these two still side by side, Logano gets hemmed up here at the start-finish line. Gibbs will get by Jones, and now Logano goes on the attack.
Logano's got a pretty full calendar here up into turn one, trying to get around Eric Jones and trying to deal with John Hunter Nemechek right behind him. Meanwhile, Christopher Bell gets around Gilliland, and he's about only 4 to 5 car lengths behind the leader.
Further up, here goes Joey Logano now ducking to the inside of the Eric Jones car.
8 tenths of a second, one lap ago, the separation between Joey Logano and Christopher Bell. There is no doubt that Bell is faster. It's Logano still tied up in lap traffic. 5/10 of a second to separation for the lead.
And all the while, Logano is supposed to be managing these softer tires, supposed to make them last, but he's dealing with a car charging Christopher Bell off turn two.
Eric Jones right in front of Joey Logano still. Now you've got Gibbs blocking the way for the leader as they go back to turn three.
They have every right to race hard for position. That is a battle on the racetrack right in front of the leader for positions 20 and 21 and trying to stay on the lead lap. They all go back to one.
Logano cannot figure out the puzzle that is Eric Jones and Ty Gibbs. Meanwhile, Christopher Bell is dealing with John Hunter Nemechek. If he gets around him, he may have a clean shot at the leader, Joey Logano.
And Logano now splits the middle. He goes up the middle and goes around Ty Gibbs and Eric Jones, so he will clear those two cars.
17 laps to go in stage two. 17 laps to go before Joey Logano can get some fresh rubber on that Ford Mustang. He has cleared the lap traffic. Dan Hubbard, now Christopher Bell has to do the same.
Here comes Christopher Bell. Still has not gotten around John Hunter Nemechek, and that is not good for him. While Joey Logano has busted out of the box, if he takes care of his car and takes care of his tires, he may be able to pull away from Bell.
Logano in clean air for the moment. Now it's Christopher Bell that has to deal with John Hunter Nemechek, Ty Gibbs, and Eric Jones.
They're still side-by-side, are Jones and Gibbs. Right in front of Christopher Bell now has John Hunter Nemechek to his right. Nemechek, as a matter of fact, will swing around and get in front of Christopher Bell.
John Hunter Nemechek has proven to be very tough to pass, and Christopher Bell has to take it to the inside of the yellow line. Cannot get around John Hunter Nemechek yet.
Christopher Bell trying to squeeze Eric Jones, or I should say John Hunter Nemechek, coming off of turn number two. Can't clear him yet. They go back to three.
Now he'll complete the pass off the end of the back straightaway. Now Christopher Bell's got to deal with Eric Jones, who slips a tad coming off the corner. Then he's got to deal with Ty Gibbs. The separation for the lead back up to a second, 0.4.
This has got to be frustrating for Christopher Bell as we near the end of stage two. Eric Jones goes up high through turns one and two. Christopher Bell will get by, sets his sights on Ty Gibbs.
Bell continuing to work the bottom of the racetrack to get around this slower traffic. He's got a fender alongside of Eric Jones.
He does as they come to the line. 14 laps to go in the stage. I think Logano showed exuberant patience there, working around these lapped cars, Dan, trying to make sure that he saves the tires but able to work around this traffic at the same time.
And he's not getting the car in any strange attitudes or anything like that. He's taking care of the machine, taking a nice even line through turns one and two.
Right now the lead for Joey Logano is about 10 car lengths as Christopher Bell finally clears all that lap traffic.
Interesting to see. Now we've got clean racetrack. We'll get to compare Joey Logano's lap times with Christopher Bell's, seeing where they are. I feel like the red tires that Joey Logano's on, they're finally giving up. This is a crossover point that we talked about, not knowing where it was in practice.
And that was the big question coming into the race. How long could these option tires go? How long could they keep on and maintain the grip, the speed, and whatnot, knowing that they're going to wear out faster than the primary tires? We're seeing it unfold right here at lap 172.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
10 laps to go in stage number two here at the Phoenix Raceway. Joey Logano and Christopher Bell beginning to tighten up the battle for the lead with William Byron, Ryan Blaney, Tyler Reddick, the rest of the top five. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Now Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bauerbilt Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Back at Phoenix, 7 laps to go in stage 1. Battle for the lead is on in turn 1.
Christopher Bell got around Joey Logano, but Logano's not done yet. Tried a crossover move through the dogleg into turns 1 and 2, and now only half a car length off the rear bumper of Christopher Bell.
Logano trying to stay with Christopher Bell, but Bell now adds a car length, make it 2 to his lead in turn 3.
As they make their way back into the corner, it is Christopher Bell, Joey Logano, William Byron, and Ryan Blaney. Those four drivers, Mike, think about that. When we last raced here at Phoenix Raceway in November on the championship Sunday, they were the four championship four drivers, minus Christopher Bell, who had the penalty at Martinsville in the race prior to putting the car on the wall and riding the wall.
Well, you know what the amazing thing is? It seems like once a driver gets their arms around this racetrack, they really keep it. They really have an understanding. They know how to drive it. They know how to attack it. And we've seen that day in and day out here at Phoenix, where a driver will come, have a good run, and that notebook expands, their comfort level expands. Todd Gordon, what is it about once a driver takes to this racetrack, it seems like they own it for a period of time?
It's so unique on both ends, and it isn't very intuitive as to where you can make speed. I went through my crew chiefing years, Kevin Harvick dominated this place. It just didn't matter what we did, didn't matter what happened. When he got 15 laps into the run, he could get through 1 and 2 in a way nobody else could. We really see Ryan Blaney get through that end really well here as well, and he's been one of the fastest cars all day long.
Really has, and it's been fun to watch. We are in our longest green flag run right now, Todd. 71 laps and counting. How much are crew chiefs and engineers on these pit box really taking notes on what everybody else has done, let alone your own race car?
Well, I think right now everybody's paying attention to what the 22 car's lap time graph look like, because they're the one that was on the reds against their yellows right now. So an opportunity to kind of dissect where we need to go with this last run, seeing that it didn't carry on, that it fell off here on the backside of this run that Paul Wolf had Joey on for 70-some laps. Now we may need to think about splitting that thing at 55 or 60 in the final stage.
Chris Wilner, on the heels of what Todd just told us, any drivers on the radio screaming for tires or screaming for a chassis adjustment?
It's not necessarily tires, Mike. It's just the fact that the lateral grip of these race cars seems to just be going away. Once we pass the 50 to 55 lap mark of this green flag run, drivers like Austin Cindric, who were once on the advantage with those option tires, now saying that they just don't have any turn. 3 and 4 has been his worst part. Ryan Blaney, his car coming to life, but even him saying, I can't turn in 3 and 4. 1 and 2 has been his bread and butter. So even though the fall off as far as the wear hasn't been significant on the primary tires, it's still the handling of these race cars as this racetrack continues to change.
Joey Logano passed the start-finish line. He'll begin the final lap of stage number 2 as he heads to turn 1.
The news isn't all bad for Joey Logano. Even though he lost the lead on this softer tire, if he stays where he's at, he can still finish in the second spot at the stage, and that's the good news for Joey Logano.
Yeah, Logano about 20 car lengths behind the leader, Christopher Bell, who now goes to turn 3.
Christopher Bell to the bottom of the racetrack, turns 3 and 4, swings it wide up onto the main straightaway. Green and white checkered flag is out. Christopher Bell wins stage 2. Joey Logano finishes in second. William Byron third. Ryan Blaney fourth. Tyler Reddick fifth. Denny Hamlin finishes stage 2 in sixth, with Austin Cindric in seventh. Daniel Suarez in eighth. Kyle Larson ninth. And Josh Berry in tenth.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And in the whole pack steaming for the finish line, Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
Lap 186 of 312 on the board. Coming up, pit stops. First from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Back at Phoenix, under the sixth caution flag of the afternoon, it's for the end of Stage 2 here at Phoenix Raceway. Christopher Bell picking up where he left off in this race 1 year ago. He leads, and he has not put on any option tires today. Others have taken a shot at it, and it'll be curious to see here in a lap or so when the teams come down pit road, which drivers decide to take options, which drivers decide to take the standard primary tire in what will be about a 120-lap sprint to the end of this race.
And I think one of the biggest decisions is going to be for the teams who already have used up one of their only two sets of the option tires. Do you go ahead and bolt them on now and make a run and then be stuck with just the primaries for the end of the race? Or do you have to go ahead and take your lumps now and wait and see how it plays out? Pit lane is open, Mike.
Here they come now to the entrance of pit road, watching everybody angle their cars down to the inside. And indeed, looks like everybody's going to come down for service. This service takes place at lap 188. We begin our pit coverage with Chris Wilner.
And you mentioned those tire choices for Ryan Blaney. It's going to be to use his first set of option tires. He came over the radio and said, Jonathan, I have the same issues as stage one. No turn in one and two, and it's better in three and four. They're going to make an air pressure adjustment, bolt on those option tires. Option tires for Tyler Reddick. Says, I need lateral grip. So too is Austin Cindric. And then Kyle Larson made the call to switch to options last minute. So too did Chase Elliott. They're all down and away. Steve Post.
It was a last-minute call for William Byron. They played a little cat-and-mouse game. They are putting the option tires on. They just changed those on the wall. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Christopher Bell has just such a good race car. Adam Stephen asked him if he wanted his ace. And so far, good. Joey Logano wins the battle off from pit road. Christopher Bell goes out second. Looks like third off from pit road is William Byron as the rest of the field thunders down into turns one and two. So looks like right now the call with Joey Logano was they have decided to go with the option tires as well. Pit stops, lap 189 here, the end of stage number two.
We'll recap and reset the lineup for you as we will be wrapping up caution flag number six shortly.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
122 laps to go here in Phoenix. Joey Logano leads Christopher Bell, William Byron, Tyler Reddick, Ryan Blaney, the top five from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds. You just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
We are back at the Phoenix Raceway. We are getting ready to start the final stage of today's Shriners Children's 500. Of course, you know, with all of these drivers that have put on these option tires, they're going to be screaming their way to the front here when the green flag comes back out.
Yeah, they will be, but there's still 121 laps to go in today's race. So you're going to have to manage those tires while everybody else is out there working around the traffic with you on the same set. So that is something I think that we'll have to pay close attention to. The other thing is some of these teams, like Joey Logano, for instance, have already used both of their sets of option tires. Logano's just bolted on his final set of those. All he has left for the rest of this race is going to be the primary tires. Right now, the Xfinity fastest lap of the race so far has been run by William Byron. They turned a lap at 130.383 miles per hour back on lap number two of the race. If it stands, they will claim the Xfinity fastest lap award and earn one championship point. Sign up today for a super fast connection to NASCAR and never miss a second of the action. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
If you're just joining us, we had a big one here at Phoenix back on lap 99. Austin Cindric, Noah Gregson, Brad Keselowski, Justin Haley, A.J. Allmendinger, Chase Briscoe, Todd Gilliland, Riley Herbst, Cole Custer, Carson Hocevar, and Shane Van Gisbergen were all involved in that crash. A very uncharacteristic crash. It was off of turn two where the track narrows up. Now, the only ones that have not been able to continue are Keselowski, Haley, Briscoe, Hocevar, and Herbst. Everybody else has been able to fix their damage of some sort of another and continue onto the racetrack. But that multi-car crash all the way back at lap 99, something that took a lot of folks off guard here today.
It did, and I think the number of cautions, we've had six caution flags so far in today's race, Mike. Back in the championship Sunday in November here at Phoenix Raceway, there were only four total cautions, including two for the stages. We've got six already here in this race. So I think that's something that keeps these race teams on their toes, because crew chiefs, we understand, like to go back and look at history and trends on when caution flags may fly and how many typically fly on any given racetrack. They're being caught a little bit off guard right now, but the majority of those were back early in the first stage.
Now, this stage that we're about to start typically has a lot of green flag laps in it, and typically there's not a lot of caution laps. I'll be curious to see if we continue that trend, or perhaps maybe things get a bit get a bit disjointed as we get to the end of this race.
118 laps to go. You can split that in half at about 60. The only car in lead lap is Ryan Preece on the yellows.
Here they come. Back to the restart zone. Green flag goes back in the air. Some bumper cars here as everybody races back to turn number one and they fan out.
Christopher Bell in that second spot got a heck of a push from Tyler Reddick. Now Reddick goes to the outside of Bell. That's a three-car fight for the second position. Joey Logano will lead the field off turn two.
Logano the leader. Now here's Tyler Reddick pulling to the outside of Christopher Bell. That's the fight for second behind the leader, Logano.
Side by side, you got Bell and Reddick. Further back, they were four wide for a moment ago. They're looking four wide again. Blaney, Larson, Barry, and Suarez. It'll be Barry that'll come rocketing out of that pack of traffic across the line.
Brian Blaney all the way down to the bottom of the dogleg now gets back on the outside of the yellow line of the apron. Still dueling with Kyle Larson and Daniel Suarez. Three-car fight for position. Logano now feels a threat from the second-place man.
Here comes Tyler Reddick right to the back bumper of Joey Logano in the fight for the lead. Going back to three.
Reddick will let her fly on the outside lane, but Logano is strong from the bottom side. Logano hangs on to the top spot. Reddick continues to give chase in second.
Two-car breakaway up at the front. The gap is only about a car length. As I say that, Reddick makes it half a car length as he goes to the outside of turns one and two. Logano continues to lead with Christopher Bell now in third.
Tyler Reddick keeps poking a headlight to the right side of Joey Logano on corner exit, but this time he loses some ground to Joey in three.
Tyler Reddick with the wick turned up on Joey Logano. He's got her turned up full flames on the rear deck lid of Joey Logano. Logano leads at lap 197. Tyler Reddick right there ready to take it away.
Logano leads, but not by much. This time Tyler Reddick goes to the inside. Logano blocks just a little bit. Christopher Bell in third with William Byron in fourth.
Reddick is there, continuing to pester the leader, Joey Logano, halfway down the back straightaway.
They'll settle things down for the moment. Further back, they're racing side by side for position number eight up off of the corner. That's Ryan Blaney working to the inside of Chris Buescher. Hard racing there as they nearly touch.
Boy, Chris Buescher nearly touched. You are absolutely right. He and Ryan Blaney Buescher was not going to budge and almost doored Ryan Blaney. They continue to be side by side for the eighth spot.
Watching this fight between Blaney and Buescher, they get really close out of turn number two. And here comes Kyle Busch making it three wide going to three.
Kyle Busch going to send it in there, but he's got to give a punch to the brakes at corner entry. Hammer down off the fourth corner. Three wide leaning on one another. Busch to the bottom, Blaney in the middle, and Chris Buescher topside.
Three car fight for the eighth position. They'll settle it in turn one. It'll be Kyle Busch with a nose out in front. Crossover move by Blaney, and it's brilliant. Now he duels with Kyle Busch. They're still three wide for eight.
Busch in the middle and nearly made contact with Chris Buescher coming off of turn number two. Blaney now to the inside of Kyle Busch.
This is from eighth on back, and Ryan Blaney at the moment will emerge with that position. Kyle Busch has a challenge from Chris Buescher, a new man on the scene. That's Ross Chastain.
Ross Chastain gets by Buescher by using the dogleg, and now he'll challenge Kyle Busch. That's for the ninth position. Oh, they're not done with Buescher yet. He tries to make a hole where one doesn't exist.
Buescher tucks in behind Ross Chastain above the corner. Now Kyle Busch is now going to set his sights and try to recoil on Ryan Blaney.
Everybody on the lead lap are on these option tires except for Ryan Preece. Right now, everybody, max grip in these Goodyear tires, headed back to one.
Keeping that eye on the battle for that ninth position. Ryan Blaney just up ahead of it in the eighth spot. Kyle Busch swings wide in turns one and two. Ross Chastain looking very racy off the corner.
Chastain and Chris Buescher at the back door right now for the machine of Kyle Busch.
That goes back into turn number three. For the moment, everybody now in the top 20 will go single file up off of turn number four. I think part of this is Todd Gordon. They have to make these tires last for quite a while. We don't know if and when a caution flag will come back out, but we saw Joey Logano's tires begin to give up a good 60 laps into the run.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out and how guys making aggressive moves right now have to pay for that on the backside of whether their tires wear out quicker and they fall off faster than the others.
On the racetrack right now, good battle for the lead, Logano and Reddick. Good battling all the way through in the top five, the top ten. Kyle Busch, though, Dan, under fire in one.
They both go inside the yellow line of the apron. Oh, Busch almost loses it. Contact with Ross Chastain. They sort it out off turn two.
Chastain forced his way to the inside of Kyle Busch, and now he will clear that machine and head back to three.
Kyle Busch gets right back on the bumper, though, but can't do anything with Chastain up off of turn number four. Ross Chastain, a former Phoenix winner, He now goes up into position number 9. Busch is 10th.
Here they come down the front straightaway into turn 1. Chastain trying to give himself a little bit of room over Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch goes way high in turns 1 and 2. Not able to make an impression on Ross Chastain.
I think Kyle Busch would love to repay the favor to Ross Chastain if he can get there. He's a half a car length behind Ross Chastain.
You know, Kyle Busch had a chance to win the race last weekend at COTA. He finished 7th, finished inside of the top 10. He spoke with Jason Toy on NASCAR Live Race Day, and he talked about the strides that Richard Childress has made, he and Randall Burnett, the quest in the offseason, personnel movements, more speed in the race cars. And I would say that as we work through this fourth race of the year, that team and RCR have made improvements.
They absolutely have. Go back 1 week ago on the road course at Circuit of the Americas, Kyle Busch led the majority of that race. He was leading in the closing laps, as a matter of fact, till he had a slight contact and lost the handling of the race car, but still able to bring the car home with a solid showing. And here he is again today, running inside the top 10 in position number 10. We have 106 laps to go here in the Shriners Children's 500. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand.
Motor Racing Network live at Phoenix Raceway, just outside of downtown Phoenix, Arizona, as we run the NASCAR Cup Series in the Shriners Children's 500. My name is Alex Hayden. Mike Bagley is alongside. To my left is championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Out in turns 1 and 2 is Dan Hubbard. Over in turns 3 and 4 is Tim Catalfamo. On the pit lane at the exit of pit road is Steve Post. At the entry is Chris Wilner.
Right now we are 16 laps into a green flag run after we started the final stage of the Shriners Children's 500. Joey Logano, Tyler Reddick, 1 and 2. Everybody on the lead lap is using the red option tire, the softer tire that gives more grip, but wears out quicker, except for Ryan Preece, who right now runs in the 20th position, some 14 seconds behind the race-leading car.
Here's Ryan Blaney on the move for position number 7 to the outside of Kyle Larson.
Had a good run off of turn 4 and through the dogleg, did Ryan Blaney. They're still side-by-side for position against Kyle Larson. Larson takes an early exit off turn 2.
Ryan Blaney in a Ford, Kyle Larson in a Chevrolet. Give the advantage to Ryan Blaney. He will clear Larson.
This race for the 7th position is 4 seconds behind the race-leading car of Joey Logano. As that battle settles down now, we look further back through the pack and see some drivers just maneuvering their way around here. Seems like they've gone into chill mode, as it were, after a very chaotic restart.
I think so. And to your point, you and Todd were talking a moment ago about the lead lap cars, which there are 21 of them. Ryan Preece, the only one of those drivers on the primary tire. Everybody else on the stickier, softer option tire. I think everybody right now, since they're on the same deal, basically running the same speed, there's really no comers and goers.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing. We're definitely seeing that everybody's on a level playing field outside of Ryan Preece. And I want to touch on that. I think Ryan Preece is in jeopardy of going a lap down because he's running lap times that are 3/4 of a second to a little bit more than that off of what Joey Logano is just because of the tire advantage.
And right now, Ryan Preece, 16.2 seconds behind the race leader. Chris Wilner, is there trouble brewing on the second place car?
Well, I'm not quite sure, Mike, because Tyler Reddick came over the radio and said, I feel like I have a vibration with this set of option tires. And that's when his crew chief, Billy Scott, said, well, remember, we had this issue in practice as well. So far, it's been radio silence.